Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take an Amen style Hoover stab, stretch it way past what feels reasonable, and turn it into that smoky warehouse weapon that still behaves in a modern rolling drum and bass mix. And I want to be clear about the goal. This is not make the stab longer. This is controlled damage. We're going to create artifacts on purpose, then master the results so it stays dark, stable, and loud without bulleting the Amen or flattening your groove. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. I'll speak like we're at 172. Step 0 is picking the right source, because this whole process is brutally honest. You want a stab with a strong initial hit, harmonics living in that 300Hz to 3K zone, and just a little bit of air or grit above 6K that you can tame later. If it's too clean, you'll have to invent personality. If it's too noisy, you'll spend the entire session fighting sandpaper. Choose something that already says yeah in the mids. Now step 1. Warping for character, not correctness. Drag the stab into arrangement view. Arrangement is just easier for printing and resampling in a clean, deliberate way. Turn warp on. And here's the mindset shift. You're not trying to preserve the original. You're trying to stretch it until it starts talking back. And then you shape that conversation. Try texture mode first, because texture is the king of smoky artifact stretch. Set warp mode to texture. Put grain size somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds to start. Bigger grain gives you more fog and smear. Then flux around 10 to 25% so it doesn't feel like a static frozen tone. Now do the practical move. Stretch that stab out to fill about 2 bars at 172 BPM. Even if it started as a tiny one-shot, you're deliberately manufacturing a long warehouse tail that you'll sculpt later. If your stab is chordal and you want it to hold together, switch to Complex Pro, turn Formance on, and try envelope around 80 to 120. Just know, the smoother you go, the more you risk dulling the punch. That's why we're going to split hit and tail anyway. And if it has a ripped, percussive bite, beats mode can be sick. Set Preserve to Transience, keep Transient Loop mode off usually, and set envelope around 15 to 35% so it keeps the click while stretching. Cool. Now step 2. Build the Amen Hoover vibe using resampling. This is the whole lesson. We print the hit and the tail separately, because they have totally different jobs in a drum and bass mix. First, the HIT print, front-loaded aggression. On the stab track, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz, steep slope. If it's boxy, make a small cut. Maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB, around 250 to 400 Hz. Then a gentle presence boost, plus 1 to plus 3 dB, around 1.2 to 2.5K. That's the call tone. That's where the Hoover shouts. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 7 dB, soft clip on. We want density, not fizz. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 25%, and push transients up. Plus 5 to plus 20. This is where it starts feeling like it can punch next to an Amen. Leave boom off most of the time, because boom gets silly fast and can step on your bass line. Finally, a temporary limiter just to catch peaks while we design. Set ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. You're only aiming for like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hit. This limiter is not the sound. It's safety while you print. Now create a new audio track called Stab HIT Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 1 or 2 bars of the processed stab. Great. Now the tail print, smoky warehouse wash. Either duplicate your stab track or start a fresh processing lane. Put EQ 8 first. High pass much higher now, like 80 to 140 Hz. The tail doesn't need sub. Then shelf down the top end, maybe minus 2 to minus 6 dB from around 8 to 12K. We're going foggy and industrial, not shiny festival lead. Add hybrid reverb. Use convolution plus algorithm. Pick an industrial, warehouse, or hall style impulse response. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the hit stays distinct. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds is usually the DNB sweet spot. Long, but not endless. Inside hybrid reverb's EQ, roll off lows below about 150 Hz and tame highs above 9K. Your reverb should not be full band. Full band reverb is how you get mud, and then you wonder why the snare stopped cracking. Then add echo. Tempo sync it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it so it mostly lives between roughly 300 Hz and 6K. Add a little modulation, like 5 to 12%, just enough haze that it feels alive. Then auto-filter. Use a 24 dB low pass. And here's where you start thinking like an arranger, Automate the cutoff over the tail, maybe from 8K down to 2 to 4K. Keep resonance around 10 to 20%. We want mood, not whistling. Then glue compressor to stabilize the wash. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing the reverb. You're keeping it from randomly jumping out. Now resample again to a track called Stab Tail Print. Now step 3. Time stretch the printed audio for controlled smear. On Stab Tail Print, turn warp on and go back to texture. This is where you can push it further without destroying your transient, because your transient is living on the HIT print. Set grain size around 110 to 180 milliseconds, flux 50 to 35%. Now stretch that tail to 4, even 8 bars if you want proper warehouse fog. Add clip fades to avoid clicks. On Stab HIT print, keep it tighter. Use Beats or Complex Pro, but don't stretch it into mush. 1 to 2 bars max. And here's a power move that feels like cheating. Use Clip Gain Envelope as your transient designer. Open the clip view, go to Envelopes, choose Clip Gain. Shape the first 30 to 120 milliseconds into a controlled knee. You're basically sculpting the impact so the limiter doesn't have to do surgery later. This is cleaner than stacking compressors and it's repeatable. Now blend them. In real rolling DNB, the hit usually sits maybe 6 to 10 dB under your drums. The tail sits even lower, like minus 12 to minus 18, and it just exists around the break like smoke. If you can clearly hear the tail as an effect, it's probably too loud. The best warehouse tails are felt more than noticed. Step 4 is the mastering-minded stab bus. Group HIT and tail into a stab bus. This is where you stop thinking like a sound designer and start thinking like a mastering engineer. Translation, mono safety, controlled density, and stable loudness. First on the bus, EQ8 for cleanup and intent. High pass around 35 to 60 Hz depending on your bassline. Don't steal sub-real estate. Then hunt harsh resonances, often between 2.5 and 4.5K, and notch them down 2 to 6 dB if needed. Then a gentle shelf down above 10K, 1 to 3 dB for that warehouse darkness. Teacher note, after you've stretched, diagnose artifacts in M/S mode. Harsh laser artifacts often live in the sides around 3 to 6K. Boxy smear tends to collect in the mid around 250 to 500. If the nastiness is mostly in the sides, don't darken the entire stab. Fix the sides, either side only EQ, or pull width down a touch. Next on the bus, multiband dynamics, but gentle, mastering style. You're not doing the EDM multiband slam. Keep gain reduction subtle, 1 to 2 dB average. Usually, the low band up to about 120 Hz is minimal or none. The mid-band, 120 to 4K, gets light compression to steady the Hoover body, and the high band above 4K is there to tame splashy texture artifacts so they don't spit on louder hits. Then roar for modern grit, but controlled. Pick a warm saturation style. Avoid fizzy extremes. Drive small to moderate. Tilt the tone darker. Use mix around 10 to 35% so it's parallel and safer. The mission is density, not a new bright distortion layer. Then glue compressor on the bus. Attack 10 milliseconds so the hit gets through. Release auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make hit and tail feel like one object. Then utility. Bass mono on, usually 120 to 180 Hz. Width around 80 to 110%. Hoovers love stereo, but jungle mixes collapse fast in clubs. If you overwiden the body, your stab will disappear the moment the system sums to mono or the room gets weird. Then a final limiter. Ceiling minus 1 dB. Keep it polite. Half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction unless this stab is the lead hook. Extra coaching. If your limiter starts futtering, even at low gain reduction, it's usually not the limiter being bad. It's random peaks in the tail from resonance or echo feedback or too much stereo movement in the upper mids. Fix it upstream. Tame resonant peaks before the limiter, and narrow high mid width slightly. Don't just raise the ceiling and hope. Now step 5, arrangement placement, because this is where people lose the vibe. A Hoover stab can sound insane solo and still ruin the break once it's in context. Classic DNB placement trick. Don't put it right on top of the main kick. Let the kick own the punch. Put the hit on syncopations like bar 1 beat 2 and bar 2 beat 4 as a turnaround. Then let the tail wash under the snare fills. If the stab fights the snare crack, you haven't warehoused it enough. Darken it, filter it, duck it, or move it rhythmically. And here's a huge pro move. Sidechain the tail to the snare, not just the kick. Put a compressor on the tail. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare track. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. It makes the fog step around the crack, so the break stays king. Even better, use the sidechain EQ in the compressor, so the ducking reacts mostly to the snare's crack band, often 1.5 to 4K. That way the tail can stay present in the low mids while getting out of the way exactly where it masks. Now a couple advanced variations if you want to go further. 1. The 2 Warp Morph Print. Print two versions of the same tail. One in texture, smoky and unstable. One in Complex Pro, steadier and chordal. Then crossfade between them with automation over 4 to 8 bars. The ear reads it as evolving space, not just more reverb. 2. Frequency Split Tail Stretching. Duplicate the tail. On 1, bandpass about 180 Hz to 1.2 K and stretch it more aggressively with bigger grain. On the other, high pass 4 to 6K and stretch it less. That gives you foggy body without turning the top into fizzy sand. 3. Micro tuning for Menace. Pitch the tail print down 7 to 12 cents while keeping the hit at pitch. That tiny detune feels like tape drag, like the building is sagging. With a tight amen, it's nasty in the best way. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you work. Don't stretch the original once and call it done. That's how you get brittle artifacts that are impossible to control. Print hit and tail separately. Don't run reverb full band. High pass the reverb path aggressively, often 150 Hz and up, sometimes even higher.